now we have a real treat for you. Today we get to sit down with one of my good friends, Mr. John Fleming, who is the executive director of the Success Foundation. John is passionate about the principles of personal development and his commitment to education. John spent 15 years in a variety of executive positions at a Fortune 500 company, where he led the company's business unit to both top and bottom line growth for a record 6 consecutive years. In addition to being the executive director to the Success Foundation, John is also a board member of the Greater Dallas chapter of the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship and the Direct Selling Education Foundation. John, it's a delight to sit down with you today. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Darren.
So let's start with this, John. Tell everyone what the mission and founding purpose of the Success Foundation is.
I'd like to start by saying that the Success Foundation is founded by Stuart Johnson, a very successful entrepreneur in his own right, who also is what we would call a self-made person. Our mission is to provide youth with personal development tools to inspire them to reach new levels of achievement. We are doing that through one book and a facilitator guide, and that book also has an abridged audio version associated with it. When Stuart came to me to help in putting together a foundation to begin to give back, the question was, what do we do? And he said, I want to commission a book, and I want that book to be focused on principles and values associated with personal development. He remembered what happened to him as a result of reading great, great books many, many years ago. And his commitment is to touch millions of lives of young people with the same principles of personal development that he found to be so life-changing and transforming for him. So Stuart's commitment from the beginning has been to place 10 million copies of this book into the hands of young people through credible vehicles of distribution all across the United States of America. I'm so proud and privileged to be a part of this because I cannot think of better work today to be involved in than the work associated with supporting and developing our youth and helping them to reach their true level of achievement.
Because I sit on the board with you at the Success Foundation, I know that you have some very exciting news to share. A major milestone has been passed. So tell everyone what that is.
Okay. We've only been at this for less than 1 year. And in this short period of time, through the relationships that we've already developed with organizations all across the country, Darren, we just hit 1 million copies in print and abridged audio format that have already been distributed.
That is amazing. I mean, less than a year, 1 million copies.
That's correct.
So, John, now that the million mark has been achieved, what's next?
We want to continue to build upon the relationships that we have started with organizations such as Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Girls Inc., and many, many schools, churches, and local youth organizations across the country. And by focusing on principles of personal development in the book Success for Teens, we feel that we have possibly the opportunity to reinstill within every person that they can become whatever their vision may lead them to work to be. Darren, I'd love to go through these 8 principles, and of course, this is the essence of the book. And the first principle, little things matter. We talk about the fact that little things are very, very important. This chapter is about never overestimating the importance of little things that have that compounding effect in life. The second principle is about attitude and the fact that attitude is everything. We also talk about the importance of philosophy in this chapter. Our attitude will, in fact, impact whatever philosophy we adopt, and that's going to have everything to do with what happens as we go down this journey that we call life. And the third principle, use the moment. Here we talk about the fact that your circumstances aren't you, that you can rise above those circumstances. You do not have to remain identified with them. And you can't control what happens to you. You can only control your reactions. And then the next principle, Everything starts with small steps, and the first step always looks harder than it actually is. But when you take that first step, you can then take the second one and the third one, and that there's no such thing, by the way, as a lucky break. The harder we work, the luckier we seem to get. The next principle, there's no such thing as failure. Success is built on failure, and isn't that great for a young person to understand? Failure is simply another word for learning. The next principle, habits are powerful. When you make your habits serve you, you're doing much, much better than becoming a victim of your habits. Then, seventh principle, you're always learning. So the earlier you commit to learning in all aspects of life, the greater the reward. And then the importance of adjusting the course continuously. And then we end with the last principle, and it has to do with making dreams come true and picturing what it is that one would like to become, and then visualizing that every day. And then, of course, this chapter wraps up with don't ever, ever quit on yourself. So these principles are the kinds of principles that still are often missing in the traditional educational process, and we feel that this is what makes this book so valuable and so unique and so important to place into the hands of our youth.
Now, John, I can hear our listeners thinking, wow, I have kids. There are kids in my neighborhood. There are kids at the church. There are friends within my sphere of influence who have kids. There are organizations that I belong to that are made up of youth leadership, and they're asking, what can I do?
The first thing I would like to say to our listeners is go to successfoundation.org and take a look at our website and take the time to visit each page and get an understanding as to what's there and what we are really attempting to do. If you are a parent, make sure that you direct your child, your teenager, if you will, to that website as well, because the abridged audio version of the book is there to download into an MP3 file. And that, of course, is free. And I like to say that for every dollar donated to the Success Foundation, that ensures that we put another book into the hands of a young person. And so in summary, you could purchase the book, use the book, give the book as gifts. You can help us by identifying credible organizations that could become other distribution vehicles for the book, and they can request books to use in their programs, and we ship the books and the facilitator guide free. So thanks for that question, Darren. That means everything to us.
I'd like to reemphasize that point, that for every dollar that is given to the foundation, it puts a book into the hands of another teen. That it's not money that gets held up in administration. Stuart Johnson and the other contributors are handling all the administrative costs. That every dollar that is donated to the foundation is one book. So how many teens' lives do you want to affect? 10? For $10, 20, 50, 100, 1,000, whatever amount, just know that every dollar that's passed is transformed into a book that gets into the hands of a teen. And that's really the transfer mission accomplishment through the Success Foundation, through contributors that donate to the foundation. Is that correct, John?
That's correct.
That's great, John. And of all the follow-up things that our listeners could do from the information they got in this interview, I want to challenge them to do just one thing, even if it's just this one thing. Go to successfoundation.org and download the abridged audio version and listen to it yourself. Number one, they're evergreen success principles that I think you'll learn something from and apply to your immediate life. But as you listen to it, I think you'll start to think of all the teens that you know and all the organizations that if they just had these principles in their midst and were able to distribute it, how impactful it would be to all those teens and all those organizations. So at least start with that. Listen to the abridged audio version. Understand the value of the principles that are being discussed, and I think it will open up your mind to the possibilities of how you might get involved in helping the Success Foundation with this great mission.